Algernon, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. Recently, the New Mexico House of Representatives passed a law that would legalize the recreational use of marijuana through the sale of state-owned stores. Now, you had a story about medical cannabis locally that you were working on. Is there any sort of overlap with this story that you're working on with what happened with the House of Representatives?
There is a lot going on with cannabis, and we can talk about three different industries. We can talk about medical cannabis, which has been legal since 2007. And there's been some recent developments with that industry. There's also movement in the legislature to legalize small amounts of recreational cannabis. And finally, you have industrial hemp, which is an industry that a lot of growers and producers are very interested in. And our own New Mexico State University, which houses the Department of Agriculture, it wants to be a leader and a driver behind research and production in that industry. So there's a lot of movement. In medical cannabis, what happened was at the beginning of the month, the Department of Health had to increase the regulated plant count limit. Now, the reason there's a plant count limit is because you have 35 producers of medical cannabis. You also have people who have licenses to grow their own, and they limit the number of plants that you can cultivate because they don't want an excessive number of plants getting into the black market. So they had to, because of a court order from a lawsuit that took effect March 1st, they had to increase temporarily the plant count by 500% for commercial providers. So it went from 450 plants to 2,500 plants if you're a commercial provider. But they left alone the plant limit for people who grow their own. So if you grow your own, you have a license from the state to grow cannabis for your medicine, you can have 16 plants. Now, there are over 7,500 people with these licenses to produce their own. So that that total amount of plants is a lot more than the total amount that can be grown by commercial providers. And so you have commercial providers like Ultra Health crying foul because they want that, that's market share for them as they try to expand their enterprise into more rural parts of the state.
One of the reasons why lawmakers in Santa Fe and the House proposed legislation to legalize the recreational use of cannabis was to get the revenue from taxing it. Now, they proposed around 17%, but also with this bill, they proposed to basically not tax as heavily, or if not at all, the medical cannabis industry to ensure that folks still were able to get that.
Right. This is a very difficult thing to navigate because you have these two distinct markets, and you see the revenue from the medical cannabis market. And you don't want to depress that market any further. Also, again, with the plant count limit, you also have limit on supply, and so you want that industry to thrive so that you can collect that revenue. And then at the same time, if you're bringing in a recreational cannabis market, you also want to derive revenue from that, but hopefully without harming or otherwise infiltrating that industry. And of course, with both of these things, you want to tailor regulations so that you don't feed a black market with products that might be harmful and have other public health and safety effects.
So have we heard anything, though, from the medical cannabis industry? I mean, because these are people who have started a business and they may be impacted by the state government opening these stores should this legislation pass for legalizing the sale of cannabis through state-owned stores.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some concern that that could impact the medical marijuana industry and the small business owners or even larger business owners within the state?
Sure. So they're keeping a careful eye on what the regulations are as well as the competitive field that they have to work with. One thing they say is that medical grade cannabis products are very high quality and are still worth paying a little bit more of a price and they're, and as well as being safe to use for medicinal purposes. These aren't intended to be recreational products. So there's a lot of interest in legalization and destigmatization of cannabis use, but they also want to make sure that the regulations create a fair field for them.
I mean, we were talking about the business of this, but we haven't even talked about the politics, which probably could fill up another 5 minutes. Unfortunately, we just have a little bit of time, but I'd like to hear more about the brewery guide that the Sun News has out. What can you tell us about that?
So on the Las Cruces Sun News website, we have a brewery guide for all of the breweries in Las Cruces. We have a growing marketplace of microbrews, each one with their individual tastes and flavors. And if you go online, we have a photo gallery as well as reviews of each one.
All right, Algernon, thanks for joining us.
Ciao.